SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey there, Wisdom Warriors. Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's roller coaster with a little extra mental strength. Ever find yourself stuck in that inner critic loop? You know, the voice that constantly whispers doubts and throws shade on your every move. It's like having a tiny, negative Nancy perched on your shoulder, ready to rain on your parade at any moment. Well, buckle up, because today we're diving deep into the ancient wisdom of Stoicism to silence that inner critic and unleash your true potential. Stoicism isn't about being emotionless robots, guys. It's about understanding our thoughts and emotions, learning to control them, and focusing on what truly matters. Think of it as mental armor against life's inevitable curveballs. And trust me, in today's world, where we're constantly bombarded with expectations and comparisons, that armor is more valuable than ever. Here are 5 key takeaways from Stoicism that will help you kick that self-criticism to the curb. First up, remember this. You can't control everything. Life throws curveballs, unexpected challenges pop up, and sometimes things just don't go our way. It's frustrating, I get it. But obsessing over what we can't control only fuels that inner critic. Stoics remind us to focus our energy on what we can control. Our thoughts, our actions, and our reactions. Second, practice mindfulness. This means being present in the moment, aware of your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When that critical voice pops up, acknowledge it, but don't let it hijack your whole day. Imagine it as a passing cloud, notice it, but don't get caught up in its storm. Third, reframe your perspective. Stoicism encourages us to look at challenges as opportunities for growth. That difficult conversation? A chance to hone your communication skills. That setback at work? A learning experience that could lead to future success. Shifting your mindset from "this is awful" to "what can I learn from this" can make a world of difference. Fourth, remember your values. What truly matters to you? Honesty, kindness, integrity. When you're facing tough decisions or struggling with self-doubt, aligning your actions with your core values can bring clarity and purpose. It reminds you that you're guided by something bigger than just fleeting opinions or anxieties. And finally, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, everyone stumbles sometimes. Beating yourself up over it only creates more negativity. Instead, acknowledge your imperfections, learn from them, and move forward with grace. Now, let's talk about a real-world scenario. Picture this. You just bombed a presentation at work. Your stomach is churning, you feel hot and sweaty, and that inner critic is screaming, "You're a failure. You should have known better." But what if, instead of letting those negative thoughts spiral, you pause, took a deep breath, and reminded yourself of these Stoic principles? First, acknowledge that the presentation didn't go as planned. That's okay, it happens to everyone. Second, focus on what you can control. Your response to this situation. Third, reframe the experience as a learning opportunity. What went well? What could you improve for next time? Fourth, remind yourself that your worth isn't tied to one presentation. You have valuable skills and contributions to offer, even if this one didn't go perfectly. And lastly, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, learn from the experience, and move forward with confidence. Remember, Wisdom Warriors, overcoming self-criticism is a journey, not a destination. It takes practice, patience, and a willingness to challenge those negative thought patterns. But by embracing Stoic principles, you can build mental resilience, silence that inner critic, and unleash your true potential. So, what's one takeaway from today's episode that resonates with you? How will you apply it to your own life? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media at Logan Cruz Wisdom. Let's keep this conversation going. And as always, remember, you're capable of amazing things. Don't let self-doubt hold you back. See you in the next episode, Wisdom Warriors.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.